The coalition, in my opinion, ought to be just hammering this every other day. This is an election winner. Because I'm talking about border protection and asylum seeker boats. Now, the people smugglers are already reacting to Papua New Guinea's decision last week to close the Manus Island Immigration Detention Centre. On Monday, a suspected asylum seeker boat was reportedly intercepted off the coast of Australia's Cocos Islands. The Greens would be rubbing their hands together. It was taken to West Island, one of the Cocos Islands. It is the first suspected asylum seeker vessel to sail within sight of Australia since November 2015. As per border protection protocol, the government is not commenting on the incident. But asylum seekers at the Nauru Detention Centre may also be reacting to the Papua New Guinea decision, encouraged by refugee advocates. And they exist in the Greens and the Labor Party too. One former Nauru detainee, a 23-year-old Iranian man, died this week after setting himself on fire. And another detainee, a Somali woman, has also set herself alight, and she's currently being treated in a Brisbane hospital. The Immigration and Border Protection Minister, Peter Dutton, aren't we lucky to have him? Yesterday accused refugee activists, rightly, of encouraging revolt and peddling false hope. And Greg Lake, a former director of offshore processing under the Gillard and Rudd Mark II governments, said he's long been concerned about refugee advocates who treat incidents of self-harm as an opportunity to make political points. Now, Labor and the left are already fracturing over border protection and offshore detention. The majority public view is very clear. This is an issue that could win the election for Malcolm Turnbull. He needs to hammer it. And Prime Minister, when you're sick of saying it, that's when they're starting to hear it.